Kane and Kingy.
All right, we had a bit of drama with the car I bought my son a week ago. Kingy loves the story. He milked it. He put some mayonnaise and some GST on it. But there was a really good ending to this story where Mourne Team Kia down at Cheltenham here in South Australia said that they were going to let Eddie borrow a car for a month or so until we got him something more suitable, is fair to say. So I took him down there during the week and there was an added surprise. Eddie's on the line to tell us about what that was. Ed, good morning.
Thank you for having me.
So we went out there on Wednesday and we walked in and everyone was mic'd up and they said they were going to give you a car, this magnificent Kia EV6, which is an electric vehicle, amazing, $80,000 worth. And then it was a bit of a strange feeling, wasn't it? Did you know something was up?
I didn't know anything was up until I got in the car and they started talking about, the wonderful people there in Mourne Time started talking about basically my podcast and how they really enjoyed it. And they asked me to open the glove box and there was a letter from SEM basically saying they wanted to have me and have my own show. So that was an amazing surprise, along with the car, which is absolutely unbelievable. I've been driving it everywhere recently and it's so good, so easy to drive. So I'm very grateful for everything.
So Mourne Team, it is. We're going to get that right. Jeez. They're going to look after your show as well.
This is first lesson.
So, Kingy, you got any questions? Because you two have had a bit of byplay.
We have. I'm just wondering, there's been a rumour reaches me that since you've got this new vehicle, you've been out and about late at night. I'm just wondering what you're doing cruising the streets post 11.
Well, post 11 is a bit... I got home at 11. But we were watching the showdown with my friends because I didn't get to go because I had work. And then we just went to Macca's afterwards because it was a sad game. And we needed to do something to kind of lift our spirits.
So if you are opening your own show, which is happening SENSA on May the 19th, what would your thoughts be about Port Adelaide? Because you've got no idea how much I've copped it in here this morning, Eddie.
I've seen Twitter this morning and you definitely copped it. I would start with just how important Aaliyah is. I feel like he is the most important player on the team. But it was bad coaching last night.
Yes, there we go.
There was definitely some questionable decisions and playing Rosie, it just never looked like he felt comfortable being out there and then the decision to play him just never really felt right. So there's definitely a lot of things Port kind of have to look in the mirror and say, we need to fix these up because they're definitely not up to the standards of finals right now.
What can I expect from this new show of yours? I want to tune in. What am I looking forward to in May 19? What are you going to launch with? What's off the top?
Well, we're ironing out the details right now, but basically just opinions on every sport. So anything that's happening at that moment, I love literally every sport. So anything that's happening, I'm ready to talk about. I have opinions on and we'll have good guests on and just basically be a bit of fun for an hour.
Beautiful. Who have you got lined up, do you think, for your first guest? Kingy's putting his hand up. Is he up to the standard and quality
I'm
of
busy.
Your first guest?
Busy on Sundays.
I'd love to have Kingy on, definitely, because he's been a huge part of actually starting this. So without his reaction to the car, I feel like it probably doesn't happen. So thank you for that.
A church on Sunday mornings. Can't get there.
Hopefully we can get Chris Ryan on because also is a huge part of me starting my podcast and eventually leading the show. So
who's one? Ed, give us one. Give us one name that you want to get on before the year's out and we'll get the old man on board and we'll try and make it happen. Give us a name you're reaching
good question.
For.
This is a pretty easy one to get on, I think. I'd love to have my grandpa on. I feel like that would be really cool.
We can sort that out. Of all the people you could have on, I'll give you a free hit.
And you're going
we can go bigger. We can go international. You've gone with my
grandfather.
I just think that would be really cool. I would love to. Bill Simmons is my favourite media person in the world, so that's very big. I'd love to have him on.
All right, good luck with that. I've been trying to get him on for 3 years with no luck whatsoever. Hey, just before we let you go, so Mourne Team are going to jump on board as the major sponsor of the car. Now, the 2024 Kia EV6, it's a weapon. What is the best feature of this car that you are driving to school and rocking up this morning in an $80,000 car, Eddie? What's the best feature of it?
It drives itself, so that's the best feature. I don't have to do anything.
Be careful. Drives. The big key. Nothing drives itself.
How fast does it go, Ed?
No, it doesn't go any more than 60, does it?
I haven't tested it out yet. But
good answer.
Online, it goes very, very fast. So.
All right. Good answer. Mate, we're all excited for you. Morn team and DT and back in the team down there. It was an unbelievable day, and SEN for jumping on board this. So SENSA, May 19, on a Sunday morning, be a bit of fun. Get to school.
I will. Thank you.
There you go. Good stuff there. It was an amazing morning.
Pulled him up pretty quick there. We went with morn time, didn't you? You were all over him.
It's a tricky one, but he's got to learn that sponsors are pretty important.
Absolutely.
You want to get their name.
The old man's got the checkbook out every day.
Exactly right.